From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, Corporate Jamaica lends a helping hand to local hospitals. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. This past week was a positive one for the healthcare sector, as various companies donated much-needed equipment to several hospitals across the island. 76 semi-electric hospital beds, valued at $57,000, were handed over to the Health Ministry on Tuesday, January 26, for distribution to six hospitals across the island. The beds were procured by Food for the Poor through funding from JRA and Nephew Limited. And on Wednesday, January 27, an arterial blood gas analyzer and three critical care patient monitors were handed over to the University Hospital of the West Indies, UHWI, by the Guardian Group. The Guardian Group Jamaica, comprising Guardian Life Limited and Guardian General Insurance Jamaica Limited, staged its second Keep It Alive 5K night run in Kingston and Montego Bay last year to raise funds in support of the UHWI and the Victoria Jubilee Hospital. $13.5 million was raised from the double event, and 100% proceeds went to purchasing medical equipment. Vice President of Guardian General Insurance Jamaica, Rowan Harrison, says a needs assessment was done to ascertain what the hospital required.
A discussion was had with the management of the hospital, and through the discussions we were given the information as to what equipment they require, and we went ahead and purchased the equipment.
Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Carl Bruce explains just how essential the machines are.
Whenever a patient is critically ill, whether it be a heart condition, a brain problem such as a brain hemorrhage, or just generally a patient who is very sick with a sepsis or an infection, we have to ventilate them in the ICU. And when we put them on the ventilator, we have to monitor their blood pressure and their pulse. We have to monitor their heart rhythm, and we also have to monitor their saturation and do blood gases on them. So this equipment is just vital, critical, and life-saving. So we really appreciate the effort of the Guardian Group and everyone across the country who work with our hospitals day in and day out.
Dr. Bruce also outlines the state of critical care across the country.
At present, across Jamaica, we have about 30 intensive care unit beds. We have six at KPH, four at Bustamante Children, five over at Connell Regional, and 16 here at the University Hospital of the West Indies.
Despite the numbers, many of the beds do not have monitors, which can serve only one patient at a time. Dr. Bruce says the donations have gone a far way, and the hospital will build on the work of the Guardian Group to add more equipment.
We're trying to rehabilitate the rest of the ICU to get up to our maximum number of 16 plus four reserves. So these three monitors has taken us up to 12. And what we'll do over the next few weeks is try and raise funds to get to about four extra monitors.
And plans are already in place for the 2016 staging of the 5K night runs on November 5 in Kingston and November 12 in Montego Bay. That's 8 months away. Ample time to get in shape. Visit keepitalive5k.com and start preparing for the run that will help to save someone's life. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Motorists who've been affected by bad gas are being encouraged to register a complaint with the Consumer Affairs Commission. Complaints must be related to petrol purchased within the last 60 days and should include the following: name, address and contact numbers, receipt of petrol purchased or date and place of purchase, a detailed report from mechanic or dealer outlining the problem and corrective action taken, photographs of the work being carried out, receipts of repairs and any other related costs. For details, contact the Consumer Affairs Commission at 906-5425, 906-8568, or send an email to info@cac.gov.jm.
Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache and weakness. Protect yourself from ZikV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.